Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. Chrislyn Bobrun was 57 years old when she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. A widowed mother of two, Chris just completed her master's degree in nursing. She felt she had the skills to deal with life's challenges. But her biggest challenge hit her like a blow to the stomach when her cardiologist delivered the official diagnosis. In her book, New Life, New Heart, New Life, she tells of her many ups and downs facing heart transplant patients, the anxiety of waiting for a heart that might never come, months of hospitalization as her condition worsened, and finally the call that a heart was on the way and surgery itself. Afterward, she came the satisfaction of taking her first deep breath in more than a year and leaving the hospital to live a brand new life. Throughout the long process of recovery, Chris experienced both successes and setbacks. But her new heart remained strong, as did the support of her family, friends, and colleagues. It's a story of courage, strength, determination, and inspiration. The book is New Heart, New Life. The author is Chrislyn Bobrun. She joins us on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is such an inspiring story to so many people that are going through a medical crisis of their own. Let's go back to where this journey began for you, back in October of 2007, a visit to the cardiologist office. Talk about that and the information you found out during that visit.
That was in October 2007. I wasn't feeling well at all. I was very short of breath. I cannot take a deep breath without... Like, if I walk, I have to stop because I cannot breathe. So I went to the cardiologist. After a lot of tests, he discovered that I had congestive heart failure. That's a disease, like your heart gets getting so big that you cannot breathe and your feet get swollen and you get very sick, and that can be deteriorated.
Talk about...
And unfortunately...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish that.
I said, unfortunately, that was my case.
Did you have any idea when you went to the cardiologist that you had something like that? As I mentioned, the nursing background, you've always taken good care of yourself. Did you have any idea it was something that serious?
No, actually, no, because I have asthma since I was 2 years old. So I just thought it was my asthma acting up. Allergies first. And it just increased my asthma medication. And my coworkers says, Chris, I think it's more than that. So, and they encouraged me, basically forced me to go see a cardiologist. And I'm so glad I did.
Yes, when you went to the cardiologist, what did he say? What did he do? What did he put you on in the beginning to try to control the situation?
In the beginning, he put me on blood pressure medication to help the heart to contract. Because the congestive heart failure, your heart is so big, it cannot contract normally the way it's supposed to be. So he put me on some medication so the heart can contract. But that didn't work. Because 3 months later, I needed a defibrillator. That's a year before the transplant. I needed a defibrillator.
And you were going through, I understand from the book, intense pain during this period, right? It was difficult,
yes.
To even breathe. Talk about that.
Yes. I sometimes now I'm thinking about that, and I don't know how I did that, because I was so in pain, and I don't know where I find the courage, the energy to get up to go to work. When I used to work 8 hours, but when I come home, I just stay in bed until the next day. But I did go to work every day until I cannot anymore.
How did the idea of a heart transplant come up? Talk about that, because that is that's sort of a last measure, isn't it, when you heard that? But you were in such pain at the time that probably was something that you've considered seriously, obviously.
Actually, when the doctor told me, Chris, your heart failure is not getting any better. You need to go to heart transplant, because if you don't have a heart, you're not going to live. At first, I was really devastated, because even I was a nurse, but I didn't work on that department. I didn't know exactly what was heart transplant. I thought it was something, if you have it, you will die or something. Nothing I know about it that was going to save my life. I was devastated at first, like you say, but I was so sick. At one point, I said, whatever happened will happen.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Krislyn Bobren. I'll spell that so you can Google it and get information on the book. The book is New Heart, New Life. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the Amazon link for the book. It's available, of course, at Amazon at barnesandnoble.com. New Heart, New Life. Krislyn is C-H-R-I-S-E-L-I-N-E, and Bobren is B-E-A-U-B-R-U-N. Talk about this process of getting a heart transplant. There was an interview that you had to go through. Talk about being approved for the heart transplant.
Yes. I went to, my cardiologist sent me right away to a big transplant facility, and then that was a long process. The interview was about 4 or 5 hours long. After the interview, that's not it, because you have to do a battery of tests, because they're going to give you a organ. You have to be healthy to receive that organ. Because if everything wrong with you and they think you're not going to make it, they won't give you that heart. And I wait like 2 days to find out that yes, they're going to put me on the list. When they put you on the list, that's another thing. You have to wait for the heart.
And it gives you a new understanding what people go through. You're on the list, but there's, of course, that waiting period, ups and downs during that period.
Exactly. That's the worst. That's the worst, because you never know if you're going to have a chance to receive that organ before you die, because I was really, really sick.
Do you...
An example, every human being, the heart sends flow to the body, like 70%. I was down to 10%.
So there's this, even though you're on the list, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a heart then to save you.
No, that doesn't guarantee that. There is a lot of factors, because they have to find exactly the same blood type as you. You have to find, basically, you have to find a match, because if they don't, they cannot give you a heart who's not going to match your body, because you're automatically going to reject that heart.
What is it like during that period? I believe there was some hospitalization involved as well. So your condition is continuing to deteriorate as you are waiting on the list.
Yes, that period was very depressing. I was sick. I was weak. And I was praying a lot also. I have to tell you that. I was praying a lot. Because because my hope was turned completely, at that time, my hope turned completely to the man upstairs, God. Because I said, you have to do something for me. Yeah, because I didn't know how I was going to survive that. Every day, it was a Christmas time, so I remember looking at the sky every night in my window, and I said, God, please, let me live a little bit longer with my kids. Because I lost the father 7 years before.
Yes, and you know, a widowed mother, talk about that aspect as well, because you didn't have that support there from your husband. You'd gone through that trauma, and now you're going through this trauma of yourself that had to be incredibly difficult for you during this period.
Yes, it was very difficult, but I had a lot of family support, because my kids was always there with me, especially my daughter. She used to come to the hospital before she goes to work. And after work, she just bring her dinner. She sat with me, eat her dinner there, and she go home again at 11 o'clock after they give me everything to go to bed.
With us on the
program. I had a lot of family support.
And you talk about that in the book, the fact that they were there, and you can't thank them enough for being there and being by your side during this process. Krislyn Bobren, mm-hmm. our guest on the program, the book we're talking about is her book, New Heart, New Life. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link and get information on the book. Talk about your reaction, and I'm sure it's in your mind. You will never forget when you get the call that a new heart for you is on the way. Talk about what that was like.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that. But I remember one Friday, around 7 o'clock in the evening, I was laying in bed, and the nurse called, the transplant coordinator called, and she said, Krislyn, don't eat or drink anything after midnight tonight, because we are negotiating a heart for you right now. When I hung up the phone, I was on disbelief. I didn't know if I was too I was numb. I cannot, until today, I cannot explain the numbness. I don't know if I was happy. I don't know if I was too sick. I didn't care. I really don't know. But all I know, I was numb. I cannot say anything.
And then you have the actual surgery. Let's talk a little bit about that. You get this second lease on life, but the surgery is heart transplant surgery. How mentally going into that? How do you deal with that?
I actually on Saturday morning, I remember they come to get me on my room and they bring me to the operating room. And I remember the doctor said, as soon as the heart is here, we're going to bring you in. But the next thing I remember was 2 days later, because they let you 48 hours in a coma. So the heart, you don't do anything for 48 hours. So that following Monday, they wake me up. And when I woke up, my daughter was sitting next to me. I turned my head and I saw her. And but I was still in the ventilator. I cannot talk. So when they wake me up, they call the respiratory therapist and remove the ventilator. And as soon as they remove the ventilator, Rick, I took a long, deep breath, something I didn't do for a year and a half. As soon as I wake up, I felt the difference. I can't explain. I'm so emotional. That's a very emotional time.
One breath out of millions of breaths that you've taken during your life that you will always remember.
Yeah.
Because up to that point, like you said, you couldn't do that, and now all of a sudden,
no.
So what's your thought at that point? It's like you've been reborn, basically, at that point.
Basically, because like I say in my book, I never, we took life for granted, we breathe, we walk until we cannot do it anymore, and then we realize that life is not granted, that's a gift.
After going through that, and here's another triumph that you've gone through. You've successfully gone through the heart transplant surgery. You're able to breathe. You're discharged from the hospital. Talk about the recovery process, because that had ups and downs as well, didn't it?
Oh, yes. The recovery process was a long one, because like the physical pain, that wasn't hard, because when you have the physical pain, you just take a pill and that pain go away. It was the emotional pain, because even 6 months after my transplant, I didn't think I was going to live. I really think I was going to die, and that was in my mind all the time. Because during my sickness, I lost 65 pounds. So my daughter said, Ma, I have to bring you buy some dresses. I didn't want to buy dresses because I know I'm going to die, and that's going to waste of money. So that stayed with me and I have to go to physical therapy, and that every day, because and it was cold outside. The recovery was hard, but right now I'm fine. So I just right now it's like a memory to me. That's the reason
I was going to say, you're sharing that memory with so many people that are going through similar situations, not necessarily just a heart transplant.
That was my goal. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my goal. Because in my book I explain in detail my experience. That's to inform and inspire organ donor, organ recipient, and also the family that with hope and perseverance you can do it.
Well, and you tackle not just the physical part of it, which of course is major, but you just mentioned emotional, psychological, all of those issues that you go through.
Yes. Yes, that's very hard, because you have to understand you are living a normal life, if you want to call that. Now you have to take pills the rest of your life, so your heart won't reject it. You have to completely change your diet around. You have to completely change your lifestyle. You're reborn with a new lifestyle.
And in reading the reviews, they're just amazing what you've done, to the motivation you've given, the inspiration you've given so many people. I'm sure it was a difficult decision maybe to write the book, to for you to go back and relive all of that, to put it down in journal form and write that. But you have to be feel very grateful that you're able to touch people in such a positive way after the book has been published.
Yes, yes. I am very grateful. I'm very grateful. I have a lot of supporters. My family support me, and also my coworkers. They are the one who was encouraged me. Say, Chris, you're going through so much. Look at you. You have to tell the world what you're going to, show the world what you went through and what who you are right now. So that encouraged me, and I wrote it.
Well, I highly recommend the book. It's motivation for so many people going through medical issues. It's called New Heart, New Life, Krystalyn Bobrun. A couple minutes left in the program. And it sounds like you're doing fine now. You said you were fine and life is good?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm still working as a nurse. And I'm working 40 hours a week. And I'm enjoying life day by day. Yeah. I don't take everything for granted anymore. I just enjoy life day by day. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm enjoying my family.
If you're reading the book and not even facing a medical crisis like Chris did, it does put everything into focus to appreciate each day for whatever each day is, and to spend time with your family and to cherish that time with your family, because it can all end rather suddenly, and all of that is spelled out in the book. Krystalyn, I'm going to spell it again, so if you're looking for it, you can get it correct. It's Krystalyn, C-H-R-I-S-E-L-I-N-E, Bobrun, B-E-A-U-B-R-U-N, is the author of the book New Heart, New Life. If you just put that into Google, and you'll find it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll have a link on there directly to Amazon to get information on the book. Chris, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program to spread your message. Congratulations on a book that's changing lives for many, many people. And thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Okay, you're welcome, Rick. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. New Heart, New Life, Krystalyn Bobrun, our guest on the program. And once again, you can get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.